views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Today, I'm going to be talking about when we ask for guidance from spirit or the universe or God or our higher self, whatever name you like to use, they're all the same in my mind, the ways in which that guidance might show up for us. And I'll be sharing some of my own stories as an illustration of the various ways that guidance can show up. But first, as we always do, we're going to do our healing meditation. So we're going to do a general one, which means that during this minute that we do the meditation, you focus on a situation that you would like to send love and healing to. And it can be something personal. It can be something inside yourself. It can be a global situation. It can be anything where you feel like love and healing would be helpful. So we're going to go ahead and begin. So get your focus on whatever that is for you. And let's begin by taking a deep breath in and release that. Deep breath in and release that. So for today's light bulb moment, since the theme of the show today is signs from the universe, the light bulb moment is going to be all around that theme. And I thought it would be really a fun one to do around how I got a sign about doing this radio show. And I know that if you've been listening to the show, you might have heard me refer to this before, because to me it was just miraculous, really, because it was so obvious that this is what I needed to be doing. But I maybe haven't told the full story in quite a while, so that's what our light bulb moment will be today. And the focus of it really is around how to notice signs when they show up for us. So for me, what happened with how I came to do the radio show is that for about maybe a year or so prior to starting the show, I'd really been feeling like I wanted to do something like this. And I even had an idea that I wanted to do a TV show. And my model for it was kind of Oprah's, I can't think of the name of it. It's the show she started doing on OWN after the Oprah show finished up, where she would talk about lessons in life. I think it was called something like that, Life Lessons. And then she'd have illustrations from different guests that had been on. And that was the kind of thing that I wanted to do. And I tried a variety of things. I did a blog talk radio show for a while, and I even did an internet TV show very, very briefly. But in every case, it just never worked out. There were issues and things that were not right about it. And in particular with the web TV show, there were some serious issues around lack of integrity on the part of the, I guess I'd call him the producer. It was the guy who ran the whole thing. And so
the show was actually a life class, I believe. Oprah's life class lessons.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So Oprah's life class.
There you go.
Yeah, and that was what I wanted to model it on. And I was having trouble finding a forum for it. So after I chose to stop doing the web TV show, I was really at a loss for how I was going to implement this dream I had of doing this show. And, you know, I really was going around saying, I know I'm supposed to do this, but I don't know how. I don't know what the forum is for it. And one day I was having coffee with my acupuncturist, and, you know, she asked me about this, you know, what's going on with that? And I told her, and I, you know, told her that, you know, how things hadn't worked out, and I knew I was supposed to do it, but I really didn't know how. And she said to me, well, have you thought about doing a show on KKNW? Well, I immediately came up with a bunch of reasons about why I didn't want to do that. You know, one thing was that I was thinking of it as a local show, and I really wanted to have a broader impact. I thought it would be too expensive, even though I hadn't checked out what the cost would be. I mean, there just were a number of things where I immediately said, no, that's not really a fit for me. Well, I tell you what, less than 3 hours later, I received a call from a staff member on the Dr. Pat show saying to me, would you be interested in doing a show on transformation on talk radio? Which, of course, some of those shows air on KKNW. And so, obviously, this was, in quotes, a sign, right, that this is really what I was supposed to do. And, yeah, I didn't immediately start out on KKNW. I started out with the Rhode Island station that a lot of the TTR shows air on. But within 6 months, I was also doing a show on KKNW. And so part of what the lesson in this is that we're not always good at noticing the signs. Here I was going around saying, I know I'm supposed to do this, but I don't know how. My acupuncturist makes a suggestion, and I immediately say no without even considering it. Well, so I needed to be paying more attention. But I also learned that when a sign presents itself, like my acupuncturist saying that, and me turning it down, then another sign's going to show up with more force. So it was more obvious when I get this phone call literally saying, do you want to do a show on this radio station? And if so, here's your vehicle to do it. So two lessons there. Pay attention. Don't immediately dismiss something. And if you don't pay attention, you're going to get even more signs. So, you know, don't be afraid of missing a sign because it'll continue to show up for you. And I have to tell you, this works both ways. So this was in a positive way that it works, that it got more obvious what I was supposed to do. Also works in the negative way where it gets more obvious when you're on the wrong path. And I have stories about that as well. But to just kind of wrap up as a light bulb moment for your own use in your life, the first thing to remember is that everything that happens in our life is a sign of one kind or another. The universe is always communicating what's in our best interest. And we're not always very good at noticing this. And this can be, you know, signs show up without us asking, signs show up with us asking. So either way, we aren't really good at noticing. So awareness is really key. You need to pay more attention to what's showing up in your life. And from this particular situation, when someone makes a suggestion, instead of having a knee-jerk reaction like I did, you know, just let it sink in. You don't have to decide anything right away. Just feel it. See what it feels like to you. And at some point, you'll know if it's a good or, no, I won't say good or bad, you know, if it's the right path for you or not. And when you're unsure, when something shows up that you think might be a sign, but might be giving you a message, but you're unsure about it, ask for another sign about that topic that will either confirm or disconfirm what you were originally thinking it meant. So that's today's light bulb moment, and we are going to be talking a lot more about signs from the universe today. We're going to talk about what are the various ways they can show up. We're going to talk about why we might see them, why we might miss them, and what we can do to be more aware. And I'm also going to share some more stories from my own life, and some of them are very recent, about how signs have shown up that have given me some guidance, sometimes in response to me asking, and other times just because. But for now, we're going to take our first break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We'll be right back.
Bed is blown across the ocean. Leaving just a memory.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and here I am with my Galeo's Cafe Tip of the Week. I'd like to share with you a recipe directly from Galeo's Cafe website. Try this oriental chicken salad. Slice a boneless, skinless chicken breast. Put it in a baggie. Pour in about 2 tablespoons of sesame miso dressing. Close the bag and shake it to coat it. Marinate in fridge for about maybe 30 minutes. Then fire up the grill. Grill the chicken until done, about 8 minutes on each side. While the chicken is grilling, put salad greens on a plate, romaine, Chinese cabbage, cilantro, whatever you want, and top with shredded carrots and almonds or cashews. Slice the cooked chicken breast and put it on top of the greens. Add crunchy rice noodles and top with more Galeo sesame miso dressings and enjoy. For more information, go to order your dressing today at galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com. Remember, shipping is free.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
T Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
A snapshot in the family album.
Daddy. We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about signs from the universe. And if you don't like the word the universe, feel free to insert whatever resonates for you, whether it's God or spirit or source or even higher self. So that you don't even have to believe that there is something outside of you. Higher self can be another word you might use. And in the previous segment, I just shared the light bulb moment, which is about a way that a sign showed up for me that I did pay attention to and has really turned out to be a wonderful thing for me. So now I want to just talk for a moment more generically about signs. And, you know, as I said before, the universe is always communicating with us, whether we're asking it to or not. You know, and by asking it to, I mean, you know, people call it prayer, people just call it, you know, I don't know, law of attraction kind of stuff, setting intentions. Those are ways that we can be asking the universe to communicate with us. But even when we're not asking for it, everything that happens in our lives is a communication about what's in our best interest, what's in our highest good. But we have to pay attention and notice those signs, or else they're going to go by the wayside. So some ways to kind of heighten your awareness. One of the things is to especially notice if something happens in your life that is different or unusual. You know, something shows up, and I'll be telling a story in just a minute about how this happened for me just this morning. So something that shows up that isn't the norm, pay attention. That might be a sign. And kind of the flip side of that is pay attention where you seem to have a pattern of something happening, where things, and this is typically things that you don't like, happening to you over and over and over again. There's a message there, too, about what you're supposed to be learning from that situation. And even when we notice, we might not immediately understand what the meaning is of whatever thing has occurred in our life. So we might realize, okay, I think that this is a message for me, but we might not be clear yet on what the meaning is, and that's okay. But the noticing is number one. And when we don't pay attention or when we don't act on the information that we've received, we're going to get more signs in a stronger way. And when we do make a request, when we pray or ask for guidance or, you know, set an intention, the answer we receive isn't always going to be yes. We're not always going to get an affirmative that, yeah, this is the path to go down. So that's another thing to be conscious of. You might get a resounding yes. You might see some sign that really validates, yeah, I'm on the right path. Or you might see a sign that validates, no, I'm not on the right path. I would say, I guess it's not validates, it's the opposite of validates, but says, no, wait a minute, you're going down the wrong path. Or you might end up getting signs that are, it's not time yet. That, yeah, this is okay, but it's not time yet. And a way to remember this is that the answer can be no, you're on the wrong path, slow, which means not time yet, or go, which is, yeah, this is the right path. And some ways that signs might show up, because the example that I gave was kind of personal interaction stuff. It was about my acupuncturist making a suggestion to me and then me getting a phone call afterwards. So those were things where other people were giving me the message. But there are other ways that it can show up. Another way is through animal totems. And again, if you've listened to the show at all, you know that blue heron is my animal totem. And that's only been for the last Well, not quite 3 years. And that was when I started having awareness of it showing up in my life and then started looking into what did it mean when it was showing up. But animal totems are another way. Dreams. Sometimes we have dreams that give us guidance. Written messages. I'm going to talk a little later about something I received in the mail, a written message. Sometimes we just have ideas pop into our head that we have no idea where they came from. For me, a good example of that is being a vegetarian. It was just one day I was doing a meditation, and it was actually January 1st, New Year's Day, doing a meditation and asking for, you know, what should my focus be this year? And I got guidance to become a vegetarian. I hadn't even been thinking about becoming a vegetarian, okay? Another way that signs show up are through body issues, so disease or other discomfort in our bodies can also give us information or give us signs. So I'm going to move in now to talking about a few of the ways in which this has happened in my life, and there are tons of them. So I'm going with some really current ones, and the first one I'm going to give you happened just this morning. And this is an example of noticing something unusual as well as animal totems or what do certain animals mean. So today I was sitting at my desk, and my desk looks out a window. There's a rhododendron bush right outside the window, and there are sometimes little birds in this rhododendron, and there was a little bird out there. And pretty soon that bird came up and latched onto, there's not even a window ledge on the outside, it's just like the window frame, came up right in front of where I was sitting, latched onto the window frame, and just looked at me. That has never happened before. I've been sitting at this desk in this room at this window for 3 months since I moved, and that has never happened before. So I had to go, I wonder what that's about. And I believed that this bird was some sort of a finch, and so I went online and looked up what is the meaning of finch as an animal totem or as a sign. And there was a whole list of attributes about finches, and some of them included things like joy and simplicity, and I related to those things. But then as I started reading more information about it, the one that really resonated for me was this, and this is a quote. Indeed, the song of the finch holds a great deal of symbolism. When the finch sings to our awareness, it is a beckoning to unleash our own song. If we've been concealing our brilliance from the world, the finch is a sign to start making our value more audible and available to others. And that resonated so much with me. As a matter of fact, this is something that my body talk practitioner, who I just saw on Friday, that was the focus of our session on Friday. My fear that what I have to share doesn't have value. And that's my ego stopping me from really fulfilling my purpose, which is to do the sharing in the way I'm doing right now. So the finch to me really was validating, yeah, Laura, come out here and sing your own song. Say what it is that you have to offer and make it, and this is the quote, more audible and available to others. And so that really, really resonated with me. Now, part of this process, I got hung up on if it was a finch or a sparrow, and I was trying to identify it, and I was online looking at pictures and everything. But ultimately, what I got to was that the message was related to the bird that I originally thought it was. I looked at it, and I thought it was a finch. Well, if I was wrong, it doesn't really matter because I thought it was a finch, and so the message was from a finch. And so the message there is don't overthink it. Go with your first instinct about what this means to you. And then I asked myself, why this morning? Why out of the last 3 months I've been sitting here did that finch choose this morning to come and perch on the window frame? And maybe it was just so I could share that as an example with you as we're talking about signs from the universe and how they show up in our lives. So here's another example that I want to share with you, and this is an example of being in a pattern. So it's kind of the opposite of noticing something unusual, like with the finch this morning. This is seeing a pattern in life and figuring out what that means. And, you know, again, I keep referring back to if you listen to the show, because this is a progression. This is me sharing what's going on in my life. So you've heard some of this stuff before in different ways. But earlier this year, I felt like I had received guidance in a variety of ways that I should get a job, a real job, because I've been self-employed for the last 5 years, that I should get a quote-unquote real job, and that it should be in my previous career, which was working in software development. And, you know, a lot of me choosing to buy into that or choosing to pursue that was driven by being in a place of not really knowing where I wanted to go with my business, with my private practice, with my coaching, with the radio show. I really had been for a while in a place of not really knowing what my destination was. And connected to that were I still had financial needs, even though I wasn't doing a lot that was earning money at that time. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll get a job and that'll solve a couple of issues. I will not have to worry about where, you know, I'm going to get money to support myself. And in addition to that, it'll kind of like buy me time to figure out what it is that I really want to be doing. Well, I tell you, that was, I first started down that path. I put my resume up probably at the end of February last year. Not last year, this year. So I started looking first part of March. I could not get a job to save my life. I couldn't even get an interview. And, you know, some of it was that as I was looking in my previous field, I kept getting told that, oh, well, you haven't worked in the industry for 6 years, therefore you don't have anything to offer. And I know in my heart of hearts that that isn't true. I mean, I'd worked in that industry for 28 years. It's hardly like my brain got erased. It's hardly like doing a project management job for 15 years. I forgot how to be a project manager. You know, it was ingrained in me. But that was what I kept running up against. And so, excuse me, I'm going to have to cough. I'm getting over this cold. Just a minute. So, finally, as things were really starting to get more serious financially, I decided to just start looking for, like, a clerical job. And that would pay me enough to get by. It didn't have to be something that was the end-all and be-all in terms of meaningful job. I still couldn't even get an interview for a pretty much minimum wage clerical job that I could do with one hand tied behind my back. Now, people were telling me that was because I was overqualified, that they would think I wouldn't stay in that job because it wouldn't be, you know, fulfilling enough for me. So on the one hand, I'm getting told that I'm unqualified. On the other hand, I'm getting told that I'm overqualified. So the next thing I did was I signed up at a temp agency because that would solve the overqualified problem. It's a temporary job. People don't care if you stay for years and years at a temporary job. I tell you what, still could not get anybody to even send me on an interview. So 6 months, that was 6 months into when I started looking for a job, and nothing was happening, absolutely nothing. So let me ask you that. This, if that was happening in your life, what meaning would you make of it? And I'm going to give you just a moment to really think about that. If I kept looking, kept trying, kept doing all the things that I needed to do on my side of it, and nothing happened, what meaning would you make of that? Well, for me, in retrospect, and there will be more to the story that lends itself to my surety about this interpretation. What I came to is that it meant I wasn't supposed to get a job. I mean, really, I couldn't even get hired for a temp job. I mean, come on. I wasn't supposed to get a job. And so that was an example of this pattern, right? No matter what I did, no matter how hard I worked at it, no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't even get an interview. So there was a message there for me. So I'm saying to you, pay attention in your own life where things like that happen. You keep trying and trying and trying and it doesn't work. There's a message there. And the message that I took away from this particular situation was that I wasn't meant to get a quote-unquote real job. But But it took a different type of a sign for me to really understand and validate that. And that's going to be our next story. But right now, it's time for us to take a break again. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW. AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about signs from the universe, what they are, how we might notice them, what we need to do with them, and really just reminding us that every single one of us receives signs from the universe every single day, and it's all about us noticing them and then acting on them in the way that works for our lives. So right before we went to the break, I was talking about how I could not find a job to save my life earlier this year. And so I'm going to continue on with a different sign that I got about that. And this is an example, again, of not so much something unusual, but doing something different than I normally would have done, as well as the personal interaction piece of it, of getting information from other people. So recently, and this was, I don't know, maybe a month or so ago, first part of September maybe, I was doing my finances, and I had gotten to the place where I was starting to have to withdraw money from the final resource that I had available to me. I was starting to feel kind of panicked about it because I couldn't get a job. And this was about 10 days after I'd signed up at the temp agency, and nothing had happened after signing up from the temp agency. So on this particular morning, I was driving to the grocery store, and when I drive in the car on weekdays, I typically listen to KKNW, like maybe many of you do as well. And the thing is that this was not at a time that I normally would have been listening to KKNW because it was the hour right before my show airs. But on this particular day, I had an encore presentation going on. It wasn't a live show. And so I was listening to the show that was on just prior to mine, and it was Mary Jane Allen. You should look her up. She's really interesting. And so I'm listening to her. And, you know, it's about a 15-minute drive to the grocery store, and maybe 5 minutes into it, she was getting ready to take a break, and she said, when we come back from the break, I'll take your calls around issues in your life where you're feeling blocked and, you know, help to discover what that block is or clear that block. And I'm going, I really could use that. I am feeling so blocked about why I can't get a job, and maybe she can give me some insight into it. So I called in. Now, this is not something that I would normally do. So I was listening to the show at a time I wouldn't normally listen, and I called into the show, which is not something that I would normally do, which Benny can attest to because I talked to Benny when I called in. Right, Benny?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I, got on the show. I got to talk to Mary Jane, and So I told her my problem. You know, I have been self-employed for the last 5 years, and over the last 6 months, I've been looking for a job, and I cannot make that happen. I know there's a block, but I don't know what it is. And what she said to me is, she said, you're not supposed to get a job. You're a healer. You're not supposed to work in a corporate job. And you know what? I mean, I knew that. I already knew that. But it took hearing somebody else say it for me to go, okay, yeah, you're right. That's what all this 6 months of not getting a job was about. And she also went on to say that, you know, over the last several years, you've been searching for your purpose, but you're blocked from seeing it. And, you know, I knew that this was true. And the short version of what happened after this is that I connected with her offline, and I actually have been doing some work with her as a practitioner. And so, again, here's a little plug for Mary Jane Allen. You can go look her up, and she co-hosts with Dr. Pat here on Mondays. I think, I don't know how frequently, maybe once a month. Anyway, but go look her up and see, you know, what's going on with her, because she is very helpful. But she also said to me, you know, I have some more information that I don't want to share over the air. So if you email, I will share that with you. And so I did email her. But part of what I said on the air, too, is she said, you're not supposed to get a job. And I said, well, then can you tell me how I'm supposed to pay my bills if I don't have a job? You know, and so we didn't go into that on the air. That was something that she and I worked with in a private session. But then the next step in the story. So this part of the story was that, you know, it was a sign in that I listened at a time I don't normally listen. I called into a show where I wouldn't normally call in. And the way that I got the information was through interpersonal interaction with someone else. And I do want to put, you know, just a word of caution about that. We do have to be careful that we're not taking other people's guidance or other people's advice over what we know internally. We need to pay attention if what someone is suggesting to us or if what someone is telling us about what we should be doing really connects for us. So with my acupuncturist, with Mary Jane, yes, those things really did resonate for me. I already knew it. On some level inside myself, I already knew it. I just needed somebody else to point it out. But be careful that you don't think that what someone else thinks you should do is more important than what you think you should do. So that's just a little disclaimer there. So the next part in this story is about the money. So here I am. It's a day where money is really on my mind. I have that conversation with Mary Jane. She says, you're not supposed to get a job. I'm like, well, what the heck am I supposed to do then? How am I going to pay my bills, you know, a few months down the road from now? And so, as I said, Mary Jane had asked me to email her and so she could share some more information with me offline. And so from the point that I talked to her, I started feeling this really stirred up feeling in my body, and it, And, you know, in some ways it felt kind of like anxiety, but it wasn't anxiety. It was just, I felt like I couldn't sit still. And so after I went to the grocery store and came home and sent Mary Jane the email, I decided to go for a walk because literally I felt like I couldn't sit still. Well, as you know, lots of times on these walks, I have conversations with God. And so I'm talking about, okay, if I'm not supposed to get a job, what the heck am I supposed to be doing? And how am I supposed to get money if I don't have a job? And really, God, if this is the path you want me to go down, if you want me to go down this path as a healer, then you need to show me the money. You know, that famous quote, show me the money, because I don't know how to do this. And here's part of the clue. I'm not supposed to know how to do it. That's what, you know, spirit or source is for, is to show us how to do it. But so I'm on this walk and I'm saying this. And then on my way back home, because I'd driven to some place to take a walk, so in the car on my way back home, I'm thinking about something that had come up a few weeks earlier, which was out of the blue, I had received a postcard in the mail from a former employer where I have a deferred pension that I can start collecting when I'm 65. And it's been 19 years since I left that company, and it's still 8 more years before I could start collecting that money. Well, I got a postcard several weeks prior to this saying, you have a one-time opportunity to take a lump sum payment. And so I started thinking about that. Okay, well, there's a source of money, right? But I had no idea how much it was. This postcard only said, look for more information in the mail. And so I didn't know how much money it was. It could have been, you know, $1,000. It could have been $1 million. No, it couldn't have been a million. But, you know, I mean, I really had no idea of the magnitude of how big that lump sum payment would be if I chose to do that. And so I'm driving home, and I'm thinking about that, and I go, you know, if I had X amount of money, then I could live for another year without having to worry about having a job. And that would give me an opportunity to really work through what are the blocks to seeing my purpose and to start acting on what my purpose really is. So I get home, I go to the mailbox, and in the mail is the packet that has the dollar amount for this pension, and it was almost exactly the amount of money. It was within $2,000 of the amount of money that I said I needed in order to live for another year without getting a job. So there again, this was an example of a direct answer to a request. On this walk, I said to God, I don't know how to do this if I don't have money. If you want me to do this, if you want me to be a healer, you don't want me to get a job, you need to show me where I'm going to get money from. I come home, and in the mailbox, there wasn't a check, but there was money that I'm going to be able to receive within a few months. So that's another way that signs show up, in written form. And I will say the other thing, too, is that one of the things I said to myself was, okay, why didn't I ask for $1 million if I'm getting what I asked for within a few $1,000s? Well, you know, I mean, that's just a little bit facetious. But it is a good thing to think about. We set limits that are really not real limits. I could have asked for enough money to live for 5 years, not just 1 year. So that's just something else to think about. And on that note, it is once again time for us to take a break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Days are cold and the cards all fold, and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com, or call 206-420-8660.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about signs from the universe. What are they? How do we notice them? And then what do we do with them? And I've been sharing some examples from my own life, just so you get an idea of how these things might show up in your life. And then, you know, what do you do with it once you get that information? So another story that I'd like to share with you that doesn't have anything to do with what I was just talking about was the job and the not supposed to get a job and then the money showing up out of nowhere, which, by the way, I will tell you, I've had many examples of that in my life in the last 5 years. And so I truly trust that it's going to show up somewhere. I just don't always know where it will come from. But another one that's kind of an interesting one to me that happened recently was a dream that I had. And, you know, I've talked off and on about messages I get in dreams or information I get from dreams. And last week, so I've been going on with not feeling well in my body for about a month. And it started with I was having almost like flu-like symptoms, and then I got this cold, and then it went into this really awful cough. And I'm not typically someone who is sick very often, but I was having intestinal things. I was having the cough. I was having the runny nose. And I tell you, my nose was running like a faucet. I was having a lot of headaches. I was having a lot of hot flashes, which I don't know if they were related to menopause or that I had a fever from the cold. But anyway, you know, it's like a lot of stuff all at once and for a prolonged period of time. And so sometimes when I get ready to go to sleep, I will ask about that. Like, you know, what's this about? You know, what is it I need to be doing to clear this? Because I have a belief that physical illness is about something else, that there's, you know, a message in it, or that, well, I guess there's a message in it, that there's something we need to pay attention to. And so it just so happened one night last week, I had a dream that it actually is kind of funny. That's why I'm laughing. I found it to be kind of humorous, but I knew that there was something in it for me because I remembered it when I woke up. And I mean, it's just a little snapshot, but I was standing in my kitchen, blowing my nose, which I've been doing a lot of over the last few weeks. And I looked at it, what came out of my nose. This is a little bit yucky, but it's, you know, it's important information. And there were slugs in it, you know, little slugs, almost like little snails without a shell. They were small. And I know that sounds disgusting. It really sounds gross. But so I wake up and I'm going, okay, so this is about clearing gross stuff out of my body. But I wasn't sure if it meant that, you know, this was all just clearing and that it would stop once it was cleared, or if there was something more that I needed to do to help it clear. And so a few days later, I had the session with my body talk practitioner that I already mentioned. And so I talked to her about it. And what she said about it was, yes, it was about clearing gross, yucky stuff out of my body, but it wasn't physical stuff. It wasn't about the physical stuff getting cleared out. It was about clearing negative judgments, both negative judgments of myself and negative judgments of others. And, you know, when she said that, it made perfect sense to me because, I mean, wouldn't you think of a negative self-judgment as being something really gross and disgusting, like a slug? I mean, I would, because none of us should want to have negative self-judgments because they're not helpful or useful in any way. They actually are harmful to us. And so, yeah, so I could think of it in that way. And it was, you know, it wasn't like I needed to do anything physically to make it different. But by going to see her, then we worked on clearing that. We worked on clearing those negative judgments out, that energy, the energy attached to the negative judgments, clearing that out without it having to have a physical manifestation. And even though I was coughing a little bit earlier in the show, since I saw her on Friday, I have been significantly better, significantly. I had been very slowly getting better, but I'd had that cough for 2.5 weeks. And it was like, overnight, it wasn't totally gone, but it was like 50% better than it had been the day before instead of like 5% better, like what had been happening before. So that's just an example of how something can show up in a dream for us. And just one more really brief one, because we're getting kind of close to the end of the hour here. You all know that the blue heron is my totem. And what the blue heron means is that it's about self-determination. I don't know why I'm stuttering. Self-determination. And it's about walking our own path no matter what's going on outside of us. It's about knowing what our path is and following that and not letting other people pull us off of it, or I will say, based on this story that I'm going to tell you, other energies that may not even be people. You know, so when I moved into this apartment in July, I had the energy healer I work with come and do a clearing, and I told the story of that on the show a few months ago. And one of the things that happened was that there was a lot of really negative energy, especially in the master bedroom, master bathroom, master closet area, really dark energy. And she and her students who were here with her, you know, did clearings, and, you know, it was mostly gone. But I was really affected by the imagery that they had shared about this energy. It was very violent and just really scary energy. And so even though it was gone, it was really upsetting to me. And so the next day, I just was in this place of I just felt so upset and scared even, kind of scared. And I had loved this place that I chose to move. I'd been here about 10 days at that time. But I was starting to think, well, maybe I should move. I don't know if I can stay here. This was so upsetting to me. And what happened was that I had periodically been receiving mail for the previous tenant, and I needed to take it over to the office for them to forward on to him. And the way that my apartment complex is set up is part of it is on a little island in the middle of a lake, and that's where my apartment is on this island in the middle of a lake. And so there's a bridge that goes across part of the lake over to the building where the office was. So I was walking over there with this mail. And as I'm walking across the bridge, I look down, and standing in the water right next to the bridge was a blue heron. And in the 3 months I've been here, it's the only time I've seen a blue heron there. I hadn't seen one before that. I have not seen one since that. And lots of ducks, lots of geese, but that's the only time I've seen a blue heron there. And the message I got from that was, you're where you're supposed to be. You know, blue heron is about being on your path, being where you're supposed to be in life, and not letting external factors pull you off of that path. And to into that, I added this energy, this negative energy that had been in my apartment. And it was so comforting to me. It was like in that moment, I never questioned again whether I needed to move. It was really, I'm in where I need to be. There's something for me to learn from this whole situation with the negative energy that was in the bedroom. But it doesn't, I shouldn't run away from it. That's what it felt like. It would have been running away from it. There was something there for me, and I was supposed to be here. So just another good example of a sign, and in that one, an animal totem. So with that, it is time for us to wrap up the show. I've done a great job of just talking and talking and talking today, so much so that we're at the end of the show. So if you want more information, you can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show, Twitter, Laura Longley SHO, and, of course, always at thelauralongleyshow.com. I want to thank you all for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. As always, please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have an aware week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW.
KFIW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.